This is Corinne LaRue with California Ag Today. Thanks to a new wave of coronavirus moving through Southeast Asia, American producers are finding it more challenging to get red meat into Hong Kong and China. The U.S. Meat Export Federation's Joel Haggard, who currently lives in Hong Kong, says local authorities want to continue a COVID zero goal, but it appears the city of Hong Kong has abandoned its plan to test every resident for COVID three times for a period of over 9 to 10 days, which was scheduled to start at the end of March.
So where does this leave our meat business here in Hong Kong? Despite glimpses of easing, strict social distancing measures remain in place at least till April 20. Hong Kong regulations require all restaurant outlets to close by 6 p.m. and no more than two diners are allowed per table. So Hong Kong's restaurant sector is reeling right now, and hundreds of outlets have closed. Takeaway and retail are thriving, but supply chain issues there have slowed the delivery of foodstuffs to the public.
Meanwhile, Haggard noted in mainland China, officials are very concerned about rising case counts there, triggering a host of citywide lockdowns in the southern portion of the country. He says this is impacting meat imports into China in several ways.
And the second impact is on the movement of imported meat from ports to central warehouses and then out to end users, creating a net negative for overall meat consumption and imports. Everyone's hoping this wave will be short term and that normalcy will return soon.
For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue.